What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Let's get this party fucking moving with Bomb Squadron and Flick and Ducky Pal.
There's a place to send it to.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Already having a lot of fun. Second show of the night. Vodka bottle slowly becoming more empty. Whiskey bottle completely empty. 420 down really low, kind of pissing off Andrew Bedlam. But let's say what's up to the people, not the things not pissing off Andrew Bedlam. And let's say what's up to the lovely Audrey Anarchy.
What up?
How you doing, Audrey? Nice
I'm
to have
you. I'm doing pretty good, man.
I mean,
I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes you be here for like 5 straight weeks, and then you won't be here for a month, and then you will, and then you won't, and then you will. I'm just glad we got you here now.
There was some shit going down. Like,
well, fuck all that shit. We here on Pogo City motherfucking radio to have a good old fucking time, you know what I mean?
Hell motherfucking yeah.
Yeah, Audrey having some trouble with that microphone. I'll come fix it for you during the next song. Sound good? All right.
Good shit.
It's like turned down and pointed at the floor. Audrey's only like 4 feet tall to begin with, so I don't know why it's that much of a fucking problem.
No, I am 5'2". So.
Because that's so much fucking bigger.
You're off by a motherfucking foot, man.
14 inches, to be exact.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say what's up to my man, that crusty, dirty, fucking, smelly, stinky, little dick-having motherfucker, Josh.
Okay, so first off, I would like to emphasize Andrew's problem that occurs about once... twice a day, actually, around like 4:20 a.m. and then 4:20 p.m.
What problems do I have at 4:20? I do not know.
I mean, I'm just emphasizing that problem that he has. But also,
yeah, I'm going to get a little light today.
I am also emphasizing the problem that we just burned our last match here at Pogo City Radio, and we no longer have a lighter because the rude girl Jessica ran off with the lighter.
Yes, as she commonly does.
If anybody in the neighborhood of Eastern Pennsylvania has a lighter, you know,
yeah, come on up to 18th and Lehigh and get us some of that fuego. You know what I mean?
Fuego, S.A.
Fuego. That's that. Yeah, I learned my Spanish in NCP. Where you learn yours?
Wait, that wasn't racist, was it?
No, fuego means fire.
Yeah, I know that fuego means fire, but I mean the way that I said it wasn't racist or anything.
I don't know. We're not that fucking PC, so I think you're good. Okay. What do you think, Audrey? Was it racist?
Right. No, it was not.
There you go. Is it racist? Thank you, Daniel Tosh.
That would be a good, really good spinoff for Pogo City Radio.
No, we're not doing Is It Racist on Pogo City Radio. We will not do that ever. Thank you.
We totally should.
No. All right, we totally should. We had that fucking scandal already.
No, let's put our own spin on it. Let's put our own spin on it. Is it sexist?
Maybe I do that. I don't know. I don't know.
I think there might be a feminist.
They could just be comments that Andrew Bedlam makes throughout the week, and we can play it. Is it sexist? Audrey, am I sexist? I'm nice to the ladies, aren't I?
Yes,
I
you
think
are.
That you're awesome. Thank to you. The ladies, like specifically, like you were like really nice to Mark.
Bada bing. There you go, Josh. Great, mom. That was hilarious, dude. I got to give you that one.
Oh, okay, well, at least I get something like, you know, once a month.
Now, the rude girl Jessica is looking for vodka or looking for a lighter. I don't know where the fuck she went, but she disappeared. So we'll say hi to her a little bit later. But I think it's time for a little trip. We're going to take a little trip. We've all had a rough week. We've all had some drama going on in our own little individual ways. And I think it's time we jump on that motherfucking party train and get this night moving with Blank 77 coming off their first album, Killer Blanks. Blank 77 on. That has got to be the official Pogo City Radio band right there.
I'm a big fan of Blank 77 actually, and like, you know, Mike's a cool dude.
Yeah, Mike and Johnny, they're fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely an awesome group of people. Like, I can say that any day of the week that I would love to hang out with them.
And we will be catching them June 24th in Newark at QXT's across from the PP&L Center. I think it's on Mulberry Street. Don't quote me on that part. But yeah, head there. Blank 77 with the Casualties, North New Jersey. It don't get no fucking better than that. And you know what? I think it's time we queue up a little bit of the Casualties, but the question is, do we go with there is no question, we're going with old school Casualties, but now the song is, the question is, where do we go? I think we're gonna have to go off the first 7-inch rock the 40 ounce, what is this, leftover crack, 40 ounce Casualty, and I'm gonna have to find my favorite track if I can ever find this goddamn album, and we're gonna go with the first one on 40 ounce Casualty, that being Destruction and Hate. Thanks for hanging out with us on WCG Reading East and Peaburg. This is the Casualty.
Pogo City.
Motherfucking casualties on. Now we finally have our last participant, a late arrival, the very beautiful, the very sexy, the very sensual, rude girl, Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, Togo Land? I'm getting a little bit more hammered, feeling a little better, and my tummy is feeling warm now instead of bad.
You sound half dead. You sound half dead.
to me, she sounds like that she could use a little bit more vodka.
I'm sorry. I do not feel good. I'm pushing myself tonight.
Don't be sorry.
Ain't going to be a pussy.
No
don't
pussy.
Worry.
Well, actually, we love pussy on Pogo City Radio.
No
so.
Pussies allowed, but
the actual
not the
vagina.
Good ones.
Yeah, the actual vagina definitely allowed on Pogo City.
How about no boys allowed? And we'll put a sign up and we can.
Well, that,
you should talk in your microphone if you're going to cock tease us.
No boys signed.
No
sign
boys
up.
No, I think she's trying to say that she wants a sign in the
it's
studio.
It's
going to
be
says,
a
no
lesbian
boys
fest.
Allowed.
I think they're saying they're kicking me out of the bedroom and I'm
it's
not okay
the
with
it. Girl
that.
Cave.
Not okay with that. Not okay with that at all.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Well, no, because then I'm going to.
Go fuck Audrey, you bitch.
I'm not okay with that either because that means
I'm
that
okay
I get stuck with Andrew
that.
For the night.
No.
That's not okay.
Yo, you guys ain't fucking 86 and me out of this bullshit. Like, fuck all you.
Honey, you had a vasectomy. You can't.
Yeah, I already broke the rules on that vasectomy, and I totally can and totally intend on it. You got to talk in the microphone.
It's just an Audrey and Jessica type night.
I disagree.
She needs to be talked to by a woman.
You can do the talking. I'll do the fucking.
So
I thought you would be doing the talking because you're such a bitch.
Oh, go fuck your mother.
Okay, so
shit's getting real.
By talking, you guys mean that you're gonna do like some sort of like weird scissor thing together?
No, I was just gonna say we let's get some scissoring going on for this next track. How about that?
Hell, motherfucking
Audrey,
I've never done it, but I'm down.
Oh, I've seen you do it.
As long as I can watch in the closet with wearing a Superman outfit, I'm fine.
All the feminists have
what?
Just
Are
turned
you
off
drill
Pogo City.
A hole in the door and
yeah, a little peeping Tom.
Yeah, I will. And
he
I will
wants
be
to wear a Superman costume.
Yeah, I have
peed off in the closet.
Costume. You're a weirdo, Josh.
I mean, I'm Rick not going to argue reference. With that at all. I think that you're right.
Josh, you totally missed that Rick and Morty reference right there. She wants you to dress up as Superman and beat off in the closet just like Jerry's parents do
with their
new African lover.
That's why I made the reference.
No, Jess made the reference.
No, I was the one who brought up Superman in the closet.
Oh, I thought Jess did.
No, that was me.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I mean, who would you think would bring up a Rick and Morty reference in this group?
I don't know. Everybody seems to be pretty hardcore Rick and Morty and Always Sunny in this Philadelphia. In this Philadelphia. Always Sunny in Philadelphia in this group. In this crew.
Dude, Josh, you sound like Rick, man.
Yeah. He's going to be him in a fucking fan episode. He's recording it here. He's going to be Rick in a fan episode.
Well, that guy hasn't exactly hit Josh back.
You have to burp Andrew. In between. You have to.
Okay, Andrew, Josh hasn't been, you know, he hasn't really heard of, you know, he hasn't heard back from that guy since he sent in the thing.
The thing?
Since he sent in the thing that we recorded.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music. We're going to keep it with Jersey. I think we heard Blank 77 and then the Casualties. But now let's go over and go a little bit more old school Jersey and do a little bit of fucking, you know what? I guess we're doing Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Wasn't what I had planned in. We'll go with Detroit.
Here's
Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm the runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Somebody gotta help me, please. Somebody gotta save my soul. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Honey, oh, gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. And I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching to destroy.
Iggy and the motherfucking Stooges only on. All right, now some questions arose during that last track. Now, basically, the lovely rude girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy, and myself, getting into a little bit debate now. Now, if there's two girls and one guy, obviously a three-way. But the question is, now, if we add some lovers, but they're only female, so let's say we get a good five females and just hypothetically throw Andrew Bedlam into the mix.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still an orgy?
It's not an orgy.
If it's five females and Andrew Bedlam.
No, it's not considered an orgy.
I believe there needs to be an equal number of men and women.
No, I don't know, because what if it was five girls and three guys?
That's more like Bukkake.
Bukkake has come.
That could work.
So what you said previously is not true, that it needs to be the same amount then.
I feel like it should.
I think that's based on personal preference. And that
I like it better with just Andrew Bedlam.
Yeah,
and
Andrew, not everybody wants it your way all the time.
So we're trying to define an orgy. I think that an orgy, like if you're trying to define
an orgy
is any amount of girls and guys put together.
But what about one guy with several girls?
That's an orgy.
Thank you. That's what I said.
That's an orgy. Like, I'm sorry.
So,
but
does a three-way count as an orgy, or does there need to be at least four for it to be?
I
think there needs to be.
Three-way.
Yeah, exactly. There needs to be at least four participants to be an orgy. Yeah. We all are in agreement in that. But is it okay if it's three women and one man? Is it still an orgy?
We have one more tonight.
Oh, yeah. Is it still an orgy? I always say an orgy. I don't know. Is it still an orgy if it's three girls and me?
Oh, God. No, I'm dying, man. That was good.
Dude, I'm not even lying. If we talk about it during the week, every time I go to say orgy, I say Audrey.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Right. Shut up, Josh.
I'm not allowed to shut up on a radio show.
Boom. All right. Now, before that, I was introducing a Jersey band, and then my arm hit a button, and Iggy Pop and the Stooges started playing. So now we are going to get back to that Jersey band. That's a little band. What, Josh?
I thought we were going Justin Bieber.
Yeah, why not? I could use some Bieber. I don't know
my
about
mama
some Justin.
I mean, personally, like, my mama don't like you, and she tends to like everybody.
Whoa. So now your mom used to love me back in the day. Your mom don't like me now? What the fuck happened?
I mean, that
your mom
that
used to love me when I was fucking 15.
That was Justin Bieber
that was
reference.
A joke,
oh,
man.
Okay. All right. Well, Judy, if you're listening, I still love you. I'm sorry for all that bad blood that happened for a little bit, but I still love you, Judy. I hope you still love me.
I love you, mommy.
All right. Well, that Jersey band's a little band called US Chaos, and here they are
okay,
with
so I
last.
It up.
I was introducing the song.
I looked
up
what's
Jessica.
The minimum number of people required for an orgy.
Talking the mic.
To qualify for an orgy. And it says,
four.
An orgy isn't defined by the number of participants as much as the hedonistic.
Oh, we got pretty hedonism up in,
and
hedonistic
careless,
up in here.
Careless yeah. nature of it.
Yeah, okay, so basically that's saying the three-way is an orgy, which I kind of disagree
with. But everybody
with.
Needs to enjoy it, everybody.
What the fuck are you implying right now, emphasizing
okay, if
everybody?
If there's going to be 50 bitches here with just you, I'm not going to be satisfied.
Oh, yes, the fuck
wait,
you will. You're
so,
satisfied
wait, so
when there's two bitches.
What you're exactly. saying is that...
The mic. As the girls grab up on each other. Yo, motherfuckers are sitting out there in Radio Land. Like, are they fucking? Are they kidding? Like, do they really all fuck? Or do they not all fuck? But I guess you'll just have to come out to our show at the Sportsman's Cafe going down Saturday, June 3rd or 4th, whichever one the Saturday is. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, I guess you motherfuckers are just going to have to find out, man.
And the Street Rats. Now, we will all be there in person. And I will say, if you were there for the last Pogo show at the Sportsman's, you would know the answer to our question. If we all like to have a little menage a trois minus Josh. So come out.
Oh, minus me.
Come
okay.
out and see if we're bullshitting or if we're for real. Come out to this next show, Sportsman's Cafe, off of Gordon Street on fucking, I don't fucking remember.
Fuego.
In Allentown. And we will have Fragmented from NYC, Minor Setback from Jersey, featuring Jake 40 Ounce, who does Working Class Pride. Maybe we'll play that a little bit later. Also going to have the Street Rats from Syracuse and a couple other fucking bands. I don't really remember who. Just go there. It's going to be awesome. $5. at the door. $1.50 drafts, $1.25 shots, $5.50 for pitchers, $7 trash cans. We'll be selling hot dogs, Jello shots for $3. Get your motherfucking asses there. Going to cap the night off with the Pogo Punk dance party, DJed by yours truly. Going to have the disco lights and the punk rock. Get there and move your fucking ass. Here's Last Call by US Chaos. It's getting fucking sexy up in Pogo City right now. Motherfuckers doing out there, Andrew Beckham on the mic. I got my boy crusty ass fucking Josh, the lovely rude girl Jessica, and the sexy orgy anarchy. Thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG. We're gonna keep moving right along with the Street Brats and the Kids Just Wanna Dance. Fuck all your political noise. I'm here to fucking party, motherfucker. We'll be right back. coming out of Chicago. That's the Street Rats. Here's the Undead with Rock and Roll Whore, who we just had at the Alternative Gallery. Go over to pogocityradio.com. Check out the review. It was kick-ass.
Fuck my sister.
That was the Undead. Make sure you guys head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Check out the recap of the show. It was a great night. Sick 86, Admit Nothing, Totally Gnarly, Video Massacre. Great, great show. I hope everybody who came out enjoyed it. I know the Pogo crew, I'm lying my ass off, the Pogo crew did not have fun at all. That shit went crazy as hell.
I had a pretty fun time.
I did not. I had a terrible time myself.
I mean, you know, it wasn't the greatest of shows, but I mean, I still had a good time.
No. Everything was terrible for Andrew Bedlam that day.
Yeah, I mean, I found out that my dog was dying, like, you know, like right before the bands were setting up. Like, I found out my dog was about to die. But, you know, at the same time, I found a way to, like, kind of, like, put that aside and enjoy myself the show. And I met some really cool people. And, you know, it might not have been the greatest of shows, but, you know, I still had a good time.
I just got into fights all night with several people. It was not very enjoyable for Andrew Bedlam. It was enjoyable for the first 20 minutes, and then all hell broke loose.
I definitely saw that. It wasn't, you know, it was not.
There's a reason
show.
Why you haven't heard much about that Undead show. Now, the show is itself, it was great. The Undead sound great. Bobby, Diana, they were fucking great. They were fun. They were good to have. It was they showed up in the fucking limo. Not in the limo.
A hearse.
The hearse. That's
yeah, it was a
showed
fucking
up
hearse.
In the hearse.
They showed up in the hearse
with the Undead
like,
logos
hearse?
On it. It was fucking sweet. Good time. But, you know. Those privy to the back rooms, not quite as enjoyable. So let's get back to the fun times and let's do one now. I know I've been talking about this for like 4 months because we just haven't been able to make it sync up. But Paul Unseen from the Unseen and the Pinkerton Thugs gonna be joining us on the show sometime soon. We're going to go back to one of their earlier 7-inches. I forget what this is off. It's either Raise Your Finger or Raise Your Fist or Protect and Serve. But here's the 7-inch version of So This Is Freedom by The Unseen.
Please, if I ever catch any of you punks in here again.
Stop it, man. It's a free country. We'll go wherever we want.
Not in my school, you can't.
Try and stop.
We'll be back.
We're the youth of today.
God bless America, limp dick.
Hey, there's definitely some clothes coming off right now. Both Blue Girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy are in their bras. Now, I had something completely different to talk about, but Audrey is wearing pretty much just her construction worker fucking... Now there's pants off. Now we got pants off and bubble butts coming out. This show might be ending a little bit earlier.
You scared him away. No.
Josh, you're going to have to learn to work these boards. Yo, but on a side note, besides from the hot-ass naked bitches we got going on in the studio right now, but yo, I remember when your brother was the coolest kid in all of Juvie because he had Trip Unseen right in him when we were locked up in the Juvie part of NCP back in like 2003. I remember your brother getting letters from Trip and being like, oh shit, dude, how you got the Unseen writing you? But yeah, Trip was, you know, he wrote a couple letters to your brother while he was locked up back
actually,
in the day.
This is honestly the first time that I heard about
that. Oh yeah, ask him about it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's my brother. I'm definitely going to ask him about that. And Zach, if you're eventually
he was the coolest kid in all of Juvie. Having a Trip writing him.
Well, I mean, he had multiple reasons why he was, you know.
That was the time he got tased. Now, you know you're a fuck up and you're in some serious trouble when you're like 15 getting tased by the Easton Police Department. Shit was crazy. Now, so let's talk about the girls and the lack of clothing going on in the couch. Now, Audrey has her fucking glow in the dark construction worker fucking vest on.
And that's all that she's wearing.
And a thong, but hopefully we'll be losing that thong shortly. And, Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. It is very fun up in Pogo City HQ tonight. But let's get back to the music so I can get back to some more fun.
Quote, unquote, studio love.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, we got the bubbles. The bubbles coming out.
Oh, okay. Throw on the music so we can, you know, concentrate. All
right. We're going to go back in time here. We're going to do a little bit of Lou Reed. I like the back view better, but it's all good. It's all great. It's all great.
Oh,
yes. Yes, that's what Andrew Bedlam's talking about. All right, we're going to get over with, I'm totally lost my train of thought. All right, The Velvet Underground with Waiting for My Man. We're going to dedicate this one to Celia all the way out there in California. This one's for you, Celia, Waiting for My Man.
Yeah.
The Velvet Underground. Now, the mics were unmuted, that whole song. I just noticed. The mics were unmuted.
Oh, but I don't think...
I don't think we were really saying anything into them, yeah. So I think we should be good. No, we're fine.
One can only hope.
We're fine. All right.
Don't judge us.
Said wrong. You're trying to say, all right.
Jessica, you're going to listen to the playback. We've said much worse things tonight than the stuff we were just talking about.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, that might be a discrepancy that we have to discuss later.
Why wouldn't I have known about it? I was up here.
Yeah,
that's what she said. Yeah. I'm just gonna take a shot in the dark. That's what she said.
We're gonna. That was the Velvet Underground, dedicated to Celia, and in over there in the left.
I'm waiting for my husband one day to hopefully do a dedication to me. But he I dedicated a song
to you last show, like 20 minutes ago. It was Rancid, Rats in the Hallway, and I dedicate songs to you almost every episode.
No, dedicate like. Like, that's a song you know I like. That's not a dedication.
What, do you want me to play a fucking love song?
No. I think that we should dedicate a song to Andrew and Jess. I think that we should dedicate a song.
All right.
What would be
See, now,
song?
I'm going to dedicate a song that confuses
Punk Rock Love?
Yes, exactly.
Casualties?
All right. Now, the Casualties with Punk Rock Love. Now, I'm sorry. Song. I know the words to this song, and I know this song is about a breakup, all right? But when I was at the Chrome and... George proposed to his lady, and he
Jorge.
Said, if she says yes, we play Punk Rock Love. If she says no, we play Ugly Bastards. And everybody acts like this song's a love song, and we're going to play it as a love song
awesome.
Now, but I'm pretty sure this song is a breakup song. It sounds a hell of a lot more like a breakup song than a love song. So now, do we want to play? We already played the Casualties
I was kind of thinking Dead Milkmen, Punk Rock Love.
You mean... I hate the Dead Milkmen, to be honest.
Yeah, but you
big
and
on them
me,
either.
Or Punk Rock Girl.
That's Punk Rock Girl.
Yeah,
I kind of hate that
girl.
Song, too, to be honest. The only Dead Milkmen song I like is pretty much Bitchin' Camaro, and I don't really like that one at all, either.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. I mean, if you want to be a hater, then that's
but
okay.
But we're going to stick with the Casualties.
Hate is going to hate.
And you guys can hit me up at PogoCityRadio.com
play is gonna or play.
Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio and tell me if you think this song is a love song or a breakup song. But now the question is, do we play the 7-inch version or do we play the For the Punks inch? The For the Punks inch? The For the Punks version. And since it's right in front of me, even though I like it a slight bit less, we're going to do the For the Punks version. Here's Punk Rock Love, dedicated to the lovely rude girl Jessica, who just kissed Audrey Anarchy. So maybe this one's just for Audrey Anarchy and the rude girl Jessica.
It is. It's just for us. It's not for me and you. Is that what you thought?
Fuck off.
Is that what you thought?
Here we go. A little bit.
One, two, three.
Casualties coming off the first full wave. Punk Rock Love. The last 13 minutes of this show can't go by quick enough. Getting fucked up and wasted. That was the Casualties coming off For the Punks with Punk Rock Love. Now, I really want to know if people consider this a breakup song or a love song. I mean, the lyrics are Broken Heart, I Want It Back. broken heart, I got it back, gave you love, gave you dear, blah, 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 oh, so dear, something. It sounds like a breakup song to me, not a love song. But I guess that's a highly debated topic. One thing that is not a debated topic, however, is if I and the rest of the Pogo crew want to get drunk. And we definitely do.
Pogo is actually
so here's the wheels.
And if, yes!
If anybody, yeah, that's if anybody wants to weigh in,
if I want to get drunk.
If anybody wants to weigh in.
Just as a historic reference.
Anybody wants to weigh in on the sex thing, you know, like, get it.
I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be here. I'm gonna stay at home with my back, cause drinking lots of beer. Not a one week fucking suck, like I still kept turning nuts. I can't wait till it's through, cause all I wanna do is drink another 40 with you. I wanna get drunk tonight. I wanna get drunk tonight. Now I'm slamming Pogo jets, pass out and piss my pants. I wanna get drunk tonight. I don't like work. I can pay too little to deal with the sanity.
Steve Stackhouse from the Potato Pirates on a while ago. Now, same scene, wheels, Potato Pirates, bad English. So that's why I'm talking about the episode. So go back to the archives over at
PogoCityRadio.com
and check out the show with Steve from the Potato Pirates. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, go check that motherfucking shit out. We got 8 minutes left. I got some beautiful ladies here that I can't wait to go over and hang out with. So I'm really can't wait for this show to be over. So we're going to go with one of me and the lovely rude girl Jessica's personal favorites. And this is a little bit of Bottles and Cans. You know I'm talking about my motherfucking Boys in the Wretched Ones coming straight out of Jersey. The only state that matters.
Oi.
Shower. I lie down and I have a nap. I wake up and I suck down dinner. Get ready cause I'm playing tonight. Go outside and load the fan. It's running bad, I don't know why. Come in and watch a little TV. Boy, my throat's getting really dry. Get to the club, it's time to load in. Put our stuff off to the side. Belly up to the bar now. Who knows how many I'll buy. The music's loud, I'm having fun. Drinking with the boys. Work again tomorrow. Tonight we're gonna make some noise. We like bottles, we like cans. Frosty mugs, we're drinking bad. We like bottles, we like cans. Frosty mugs, we're drinking bad.
The Wretched Ones, only on. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're having a lot of fun here tonight, as we do every night on Pogo City.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
X-ray specs?
Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Yes, the X-ray specs on. Stay tuned for the wild card up next. And that was the X-ray specs on, yes, I got the button in time, Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now we're going to get to one for the Audrey Anarchy.
And
we're going to do a little bit of a
wild card, bitches! What? Yeah!
I'm getting drunk.
That's not from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, not at all.
Can we talk about Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
We do all the time, but yeah, why not?
We're crab people now. I just wanted to say that we all got crab.
The economy crashes.
He's living in a box. This is your idea, Frank? This is your idea for our business?
Yep. All right, well, we're going to get to something we call the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What? Yeah!
This one coming via the request of Audrey Anarchy, and we're talking about...
Yeah, motherfucking hell yeah.
Motherfucking hell yeah. Mob
yeah,
Deep,
boy.
Mob Deep, Shook Ones, Part 2, on...
Yeah, to all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, because who ain't got no feelings, check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Of
official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who want to profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really, and yo done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sonny shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some must have got you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M's, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, mind, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React quick, spill lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free.
Sonny shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He's just a shook one.
All right, everybody, we're just about ready to get out of here on Pogo City Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us for the past hour. So fucking remember to hit us up, pogocityradio.com. And thanks for taking us out on WPDG Reading East and Peaburg. You've been hanging out with the lovely rude girl Jessica, Audrey Anarchy,
oh, yeah,
that crusty, dirty fucking rat bastard Josh, and yours truly, Andrew motherfucking Bedlam.
Smoke crack, he'll say it.
All right, we will leave you guys. Let's see if I can find the track I'm looking for, and I'm talking about a little bit of Generation X's Kiss Me Deadly.
Greyhounds rocking out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly. Whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory. Another dumb casualty. Having fun. South of six, hit a flick, knife flicks. Oh, kiss me. Deadly. Tonight. Battle was won and lost down the bishops and last night. Spotlights picked the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in flight.
That's going to wrap it up for tonight, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on...